Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Pam Scholes.
Hi, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And good morning to you, Lois Barlow. We need to.
Good morning, and I'm happy to be here.
Good. Well, as Chris said, plant sale, we all get excited about the plant sale. Well, I guess if you're a master gardener or you love to plant plants, we get excited, right?
We're always excited.
So tell us, when do people need to be there? Where do they need to be, Pam?
Well, we're going to start this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and hopefully the weather will hold out for us. But we plan on having lots of plants and have a good time. One thing we're doing a little bit different this year is all the plants will be labeled as to what they are, how they look when they're mature, how to plant them, a lot of information that will be helpful.
And, you know, even as a master gardener, when somebody else brings a plant, sometimes you don't recognize what somebody else has.
No, that's for sure. Sometimes they've only got two or three little leaves on them, so it's really a struggle.
And the customers expect us to know everything.
That's right, they do. But we're always learning.
That's right. That's a part of being a master gardener. So be there at 8, and if you want...
Come early because they go fast. We'll close up shop when they're gone.
Right. And usually that's before 10 o'clock.
That's right.
So don't. There's a different, it's going to be at the fairgrounds, but it's a little different in terms of where.
Right. It's at the community building still, but they do have something else going on. So we'll be to the back of the building. You just drive through the parking lot and head south and go to the back parking lot and we'll be there.
Yeah. Big space back there. And also the ReLeaf program is going on, so you'll be able to pick up those trees. And hopefully, you just heard Kate Olson this morning talking about that. But tree planting demonstration at 9 o'clock. So even if you're not going to buy a tree today, you might want to come and see that demonstration. So let's talk about plants, Pam. What you know, you asked the master gardeners what plants are going to be there. So give us an idea.
Well, everybody kind of gave me an idea of what they were going to bring. And, of course, we always have the standby, the hostas. They're easy to grow. They take a little bit of shade. But we have a lot of other things, too. We'll have some iris. We always have columbine, daylilies, phlox. We're even going to have a fern peony this year.
Oh, that's sort of an unusual one. I'm not sure that's in the easy-to-grow category.
No,
but
I don't think so, but it'll be interesting.
Yes, and if a master gardener has grown it, that means it was grown here in Iowa, in local soil, and you're off to a good start there.
And that's the same with all these plants. They've been from somebody's backyard here right in the area, and so when you take them home, put them in the soil, they should do well for you also.
On your list, you have a long list. Were there any on there that you're going... Oh, that's a plant I don't have.
Well, there's one here, a Veronica Speedwell, and I've never had that. There's also some coral bells, which I've never had, bluebells, columbine, bugleweed, a lot of ground covers, a lot of herbs, too. There'll be some chives and different things that I think everybody will enjoy.
Yes, and plants of all sizes. Some of them will be just little in little pots, and some of them will be big. So it's good if you think you might want to buy several things, bring a box.
That would be helpful. We'll try to have some on hand, but I know when you put things in your trunk of your car or in the back seat, you don't want soil all over, so a box is helpful.
I don't know. I always think I'm going to have dirt in my back of my vehicle. That's just the way life is when you're a gardener. But it's just so much handier if you have something to carry those in.
That's right.
So, and, of course, the prices will vary also depending on the size and the item.
They're all very reasonably priced. You can buy a lot for just a little.
All right. Well, we'll come back and remind people about that. But we want to talk to Lois Partlow a bit. And Lois, welcome, I guess. We still need to say welcome to Southwest Iowa. As well as welcome to being a master gardener. Talk a little bit about your background because you haven't lived here a long time.
No, just this will be my fourth summer. I moved here in December of 2009, and it was a horrible winter. My driveway is like a fourth of a mile long, and I was snowed in most of the time, but that's okay. I'm finding out that's Iowa.
And you came from?
Kansas, at Olathe, kind of a suburb of Kansas City. Uh-huh. And I worked in a flower shop for 18 years as a floral designer, and then we did have a greenhouse in the summertime. Then when I retired, I worked for the park system in Johnson County, and it was a 900-acre park, and we did a lot of native plantings, And we had a beach and marina, so we had a lot of plants and annuals that we planted. And then I've been a gardener since forever, when my mother first let me water her annuals. That did it.
And so were you a master gardener in Kansas?
No, always wanted to be. Always said I was going to do it, but never had time. So last year for Christmas, my sisters got together, my brother and my kids, and they sent me a check made out to the master gardener here in Cass County. So that's how I became one.
Well, you obviously had lots of knowledge and experience to base that on. As you went to class, because there's about 40 hours of class, were there some new things?
Oh, so many new things that my brain had overloaded. So you're always learning when you're a gardener. Things change, like how you prune, how you treat your soil, what you do with your soil, how you plant your grass. I mean, so many things I've learned and met so many nice people. And you learn a lot from the gardeners, too.
Mm-hmm. So there's those side benefits in addition to it.
I would encourage anyone to do it. I don't care if you're, you know, don't even know anything about gardening. I mean, if you're interested, you're going to learn a lot, and mm-hmm. you'll keep learning. You get really good books at the program, too.
And then you share ideas with all
yes.
those other people,
yes.
their experiences.
And ask them, too, when you
yes.
don't know something.
Yes.
And that's one reason I thought in Iowa, I didn't know the gardening, how it went up here, what you could plant, what you couldn't plant. And so this has been very helpful for me, and I'm still learning.
Okay. A couple of differences you want to point out between Olathe, Kansas, and here's some plants that you can or can't plant that's different?
Well, we could. It's getting to the point where you can do the crepe myrtle. But then I did learn that it's also becoming in Iowa, so you can plant certain varieties of crepe myrtle here, too. And I'm trying to think. I had passion flower, which was a vine that would voluntarily come up every year. I planted it here, and I haven't seen it since.
No, so. That's a difficult one.
It is. It's so pretty.
Yes, it's a very unusual plant.
Yes,
and
it is.
One place I lived, they had one that I just, but I'm like you, I planted one and.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One season and it was gone.
That was it. It was
yeah,
pretty there,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That's it.
But you said something about varieties, and I think sometimes, you know, we just talk about the general name crepe myrtle and we don't talk about varieties. Same
right.
thing earlier in our conversation, you mentioned lavender.
Yes.
And some lavenders grow really well here, and others, well, one season and they're going to be gone. So,
that's right.
So you
that's
do need
right.
to.
And that's what you do learn at the Master Gardeners. I mean, you do learn that you have to look at the botanical name in order to get the right variety for your area.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different names for so many different plants. Like lavender is not just lavender. You have all these categories, like you say. Some mm-hmm. are hardier and some are not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pam, let's talk a little bit about what are your favorite things in your garden?
Well, I'm really an annual person, but you know, you always have the standards that you keep in the background of your garden.
You have lots of lilies?
I don't have a lot of lilies. Well, I do have some. They call them naked ladies.
Oh, yes. Those are fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. They usually multiply, so you start out with a couple, and then they come back. They're actually a lily. Sometimes they call them surprise lilies. And they come up, and the foliage dies down, and then all of a sudden you have a flower that jumps up.
So it is a surprise. It really
it is
you
a surprise.
Think there, especially if you haven't done it before, you're going, oh, that's a dead plant. You know? And there they come.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yes.
But I do have a lot of iris at home. I guess that's because my grandmother always had them, and so you always want them in your garden. It brings back a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm. Do you have re-blooming irises?
I haven't tried those yet, but I do want to get some.
Yeah, I think we're seeing more and more varieties of those.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
It's kind of like the re-blooming lilacs. You know, we didn't use that was a seasonal thing, and
yeah.
once gone,
plants change over the years. They always have new ones that they come out with, and you always want to try them.
Exactly.
I think that's what the gardener in us does.
That's right. And so one way to do that without investing a lot of money is coming to the plant sale.
That's right. You can try those new things that you don't have in your garden, and you don't have a lot of expense. If you go to a greenhouse, you're going to pay a lot more. So this is the spot to buy them.
Yes. And so when and where?
It's this Saturday, 8 o'clock. At the community building. It's right by the fairgrounds. Be sure to drive to the back parking lot. We don't want to have you come and miss out on it.
And it would be nice if you would bring a variety of change, although we'd take checks. And I should mention we have some tools And we have some yard art and just a whole variety of things. Sometimes it's a surprise.
That's for sure. I know there's something there for everyone.
Yeah, so come on out this Saturday the 4th and come early to get your favorites and meet some of the Master Gardeners. We have, in addition to Lois, there are 9 or 10 other new Master Gardener interns, and so that's been a fun addition.
Yeah, so, we had a big class, so.
You bet. Okay, so thanks so much to Lois Partlow and to Pam Scholes for visiting with us this morning, and until next time, here's a thought. Plant 3 rows of squash. Squash gossip, squash criticism, squash indifference.